It's another Mozart Friday as we head toward Mozart's 250th birthday coming up on January 27th. Today, Mozart's sacred music. Mozart wrote that coronation mass we heard from just a moment ago in 1779 in Salzburg. That same year, Mozart wrote a Dominican Vespers. A couple of years later, he moved to Vienna, but he loved that Vespers so much, he asked his father to send it to him in Vienna. Here's the Kansas City Chorale singing the Laudate Pueri from Mozart's Vespers. It's written as a round or canon. A 23-year-old Mozart experimenting with some counterpoint in that movement from his Dominican Vespers. Charles Bruffy led that performance by the Kansas City Chorale. Well, let's wrap up this hour of Mozart's sacred music with two beloved pieces. First, Barbara Bonney sings the Alleluia from Mozart's Exultate Jubilate, Nicholas Harnoncourt conducting Concentus Musicus of Vienna.
Oh!
Mozart wrote that when he was 16 years old for a 16-year-old Italian castrato to sing, the Alleluia from his Exultate Jubilate. That performance was by Barbara Bonney with Nicholas Harnoncourt conducting Vienna's Concentus Musicus. At the very end of his life, Mozart was living in poverty. His wife Costanza was pregnant with their sixth child. She went to Baden to take the waters. Mozart went to see her there, and he wrote his Ave Virum Corpus as a gift for the parish church. Mozart scholar Neil Zaslaw.
Most of Mozart's church music, you might say, is in conventional forms, and maybe he's just doing as well or better what other people have already done. There are a few exceptions that people like to point to. One is this little hymn, Ave Verum Corpus, which he wrote toward the end of his life, which maybe lasts 3 or 4 minutes and is a gem, an astonishing piece that in its simplicity is very, very moving.
One of Mozart's final sacred works, his Ave Virum Corpus, the Arnold Schoenberg Choir and Vienna's Concentus Musicus were conducted by Nicholas Harnoncourt. Well, this entire Mozart Friday Hour on Mozart's sacred music is up on our website. You can hear it again anytime you like, the PT homepage at npr.org. And in fact, all of our Mozart Friday features are on that same website at npr.org. And during these Mozart Fridays, we're hearing not only from scholars and musicians, but from our listeners as well. And if you have a personal story about your own Mozart encounters or important moments in your life that Mozart played an important role in, drop us a line or give us a call. You can send us email through our website, the PT homepage at npr.org, or call our listener comment line anytime. Our number is 202-842-3522.